Welcome to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a word-powered daily reading Bible guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. If you want to talk to Barbara right now, she is expecting your call. You may call that same toll-free number, 1-866-917-7256, to speak to her. And now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
Welcome to Call to Freedom. May the Lord our God be with you. May He never leave you or forsake you. May He turn your heart to Him to walk in all His ways. And if you feel like you've fallen away from Him just a little bit, you're lukewarm, you're not excited about serving Him, then if you turn your heart to Him, He will come near you. He will. He says, call unto Me and I will hear you and answer you. And I'll show you some things that you never thought would be able to do on this earth. Praise the Lord. I hope you're resting in His love today. I was watching Miracles from Heaven this weekend, and it's probably the fourth or fifth time I've watched that story about Annabelle Bean and her inoperable condition of her digestion that just would not digest. And it was just a case of impossibility with doctors. And I love what Jennifer Garner, how she acted. It was because she was stressed out. She was worried. Her church was telling her, well, maybe it's something that you've done. It's a sin that you've committed, or maybe a sin that Anna has committed. And, oh, she says, she told her husband, I'm never going back to that church again. It wasn't a sin that they had committed. And God wanted to show Himself strong, and oh, that which was impossible with man was possible with God, and she's healthy and strong today. Just such a wonderful movie to watch, Miracles from Heaven. We see so much junk that it's once in a while it's just so good to see a wonderful movie that upholds and glorifies God. Wow. Oh, let's do our Monday Bible slogan. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I do what it tells me to do. Yes, I do. This is my Bible. It has given me new life. It is the Word of God. The Word of God. He wrote this word for us because He knew we were going to go through really hard times. Times of tribulation, times of persecution. And He said, I'm going to write this book so every generation can know that this book works. Now you look at man, but technology is changing every day. Every day, every day, every day it's changing. But you know what? I have to just sit back sometimes and say, but Your word never changes, Father. It's new every morning. Great is Your faithfulness, Lord God. Oh, You are blessed to dispense, for in Him you live and move and have your being. And you can give online. We're getting more and more online giving. You can go online at freedomstreet.org and click on that donate button. It's real easy, and you can leave your address, and I don't usually return that. I give the amount that you have given for that month in the next month's receipts, and it's doing very well. God bless you. Oh, I'm so grateful. I'm so thankful. And I'm sure if Darren knew how this program was continuing on in his absence, he would be rejoicing. Well, maybe he is. Maybe he's rejoicing right now. We have a meeting this Saturday, a Call to Freedom meeting, and it's March the 11th. I hope you will join us either at breakfast at 8:30 or at the Bible study at 10 o'clock. God has been so good to keep us safe and protected, hasn't He? I believe of all the people that are writing in to me, my power partners, yes, we have some that have been transcended into heaven. That's wonderful. We have some that have moved, but they are being kept safe and protected by God. I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful. I hope you will join in being a power partner to Call to Freedom. We have lunch after the music and the Bible study. And if you'd like to bring a dish to accompany the main course and your last name begins with A through M, bring a dessert. And if your last name begins with N through Z, bring a salad or finger food or an appetizer. Oh, this is so good. We always have such a great time. I'm looking forward to seeing you on Saturday, March the 11th. For reservations, call 1-866-917-7256. Hope to see you this Saturday. And our memory verse for this week is a short one, but it's powerful. John 1, verse 5. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overpower it. And they're talking about Jesus here. The light, Jesus. He is the light of the world. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overpower it. Praise the Lord. That's John 1, verse 5. And in the Living Translation, it's just a little bit different. The light is shining in the darkness. Aren't you glad he's continuing to shine in the dark world that we live in? And the darkness cannot extinguish that light. He doesn't need batteries. He doesn't need anything to keep that light shining. It is shining forever and ever. Praise the Lord. And the darkness just cannot be extinguished by this light. Praise the Lord. Praise our Lord Jesus. Confession for today by Rick Renner. I declare by faith I am chosen and equipped to live in this last generation. He believes we're in the last generation. I believe we're in the last generation. The Word of God protects my mind, my family, and everything that is part of my life. Last night I was listening to Hal Lindsey, I realized that this man who's 96 years old, I really believe he's going to be here when Jesus comes back. I don't know how they're going to do that, but he looks so well. Oh, I'm just amazed at this man who started preaching on campuses in the 1960s, wrote the late great Planet Earth, and Satan is Alive and Well in 1970 when he was just, 40. Yeah. So I believe God is preserving some of these great teachers of the gospel in these last days. Rick goes on to say, I will renew my mind with the Word of God and get God's perspective about what he wants from me in these last days. Therefore, I will be a blessing and a help to people who have been victimized by these difficult and trying times. There are going to be people that are at their wit's end, as Psalm 107 says, at their wit's end. And you, as a person of faith, a person who knows the Lord Jesus, can give an encouraging word. That's all he wants from you. He wants you to encourage that person that is down. And we don't have to hit them with a Bible or all kinds of verses. One verse of scripture that God will give them peace in that time is just enough that it will be a seed planted. Oh, therefore, I will be a blessing to help people rather than hide in fear. I will move out with the power of God and stay ever ready. And we have batteries like that, don't we? Ever ready to minister to those who have suffered harm because of the times in which we live. I declare this by faith in Jesus' name. Thank you so much, Rick Renner. I believe that these days are filled with greater risk than any other generation has ever known. It used to be that you could leave your house and you wouldn't even have to lock the back door. Now, most of the time, my parents locked the front door when they moved from the farm into the city. But for the most part, the barns, everything, there were no keys. And now you just lock everything. You lock everything in sight. So we need faith to face these times victoriously. We need wisdom to minister to others who are wounded and hurt. May we forget our own inadequacies. Oh, I don't think I can do that. Oh, Lord, I don't know. I'm scared. I'm embarrassed, or I'm timid, or lots of excuses. And let's just forget about them and reach out to those who need love and acceptance. Last Thursday, I was talking about faith in Jesus Christ. For some of us, faith is a wonderful and strong part of salvation that we receive from Holy Spirit. With that salvation comes a measure of faith. God has given you that measure of faith, and you can grow it up. Yes, you can. When we believe everything that Jesus has promised for us, we are looking for a greater power to see what he has promised that comes into fruition. We're looking for something that will complete what he has promised us to do, because we know we can't do it on our own. No, we cannot do it on our own. When I realized that my old boiler was done for, I could not go down there and tinker with all of the tubes and the pipes and all of the wires. No, I knew nothing about that boiler other than it gave me heat, and now it didn't give me heat. So you call an expert, and that's why God has promised that we would, Holy Spirit would come alongside us and give us those things we need. Every day we need that. Believers are looking for faith. And faith is a part of the spirit world. And although the word says the spirit world is more real than the physical world, most people live by their senses, not their spirits. All Christians, too. Christians included in that. You look, you see, and oh, wow, I don't know if I can handle that. I don't know. Oh, look at that car. That car is going to smash right into me. We're looking with our sight rather than the spirit. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, angels, for surrounding my car. Thank you for cooperation from all the other cars. I know yesterday as I was coming from Colorado Springs up to back to Denver, I'm praying, thank you, Father God, for cooperation from every one of these vehicles that are traveling 85 and 90 miles an hour, oh, that we will all go in the same direction and reach our destination safely. Praise the Lord. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 7 tells us that we walk by faith and not by sight. And I truly understand how easy it is. I do. I understand how easy it is to believe what we see, touch, hear, taste, and smell more than what that which we cannot see. I remember when I was in driver's ed and the teacher there, oh, he was such a good teacher. We lived out on the farms, you know, north of Greeley. So he took us into Greeley to learn how to park. Oh, my goodness. And then right there was there were three lanes in the city of Greeley, one going one way and another going another way. And he said, I want you to drive down these lanes. Don't look next to the car. Don't look at the car next to you. Don't, because you will think, your visual will think that that car is getting too close and you'll get scared and then something will happen. Always keep your eyes directly ahead and not on the cars next to you. I've kept that teaching all my life here. And once in a while, I get this urge to look at this car next to me because he's really close to me. But no, I keep my eye straight ahead. I listen to my spirit rather than see with my eyes. And that's what we need to do, friend. We really do. And that's why the disciples found it so difficult to listen to some of Jesus' teachings, for instance. The disciples were overwhelmed with the difficulty of forgiving a brother who asked to be, you know, he sinned and sinned and he stole from him, or he said bad things toward him, or gossiped, and they wound up in messes. And then this brother comes and asks forgiveness, and then he goes out and does something else towards you that is detrimental. And then he comes back and asks forgiveness again. How many times, Lord, do I have to forgive this guy? Well, Jesus is so precious. He says seven times seven a day. It's 490. Whoa! Seven times 70. Yeah, so, yeah, not just seven times seven, seven times 70. And so Jesus is saying, as much as he comes back and asks you to, you forgive him. Oh, all they could think of was, Lord, increase our faith. We don't have the faith for that. And Jesus said, if you had faith like a mustard seed, you would say to this mulberry tree, be uprooted and be planted in the sea, and it would obey you. Jesus knew they had faith. They just need to activate their faith. And it's a very interesting subject to bring up on the face of them asking the Lord to increase their faith. Jesus taught them about forgiving and increasing their faith. He made a very interesting statement here in Luke. God will pour out his spirit upon those who cry out to him night and day. He will not delay answering you and give you what you ask for. This was a story about the widow who kept coming to the king and asking him and asking him. King got so sick and tired. He says, oh, give her what she's asking for. That's the law of importunity. That's asking and keep on asking. He will not delay answering you and will give you what you ask for. God will give swift justice to those who don't give up. Be ever praying, ever expecting, just like the widow was with the judge. Yet when the Son of God comes back, will he find this kind of persistent faithfulness in his people? How many will he find on the earth who have faith? I wonder. Yeah. Now for years, we've heard about the miracles that Jesus performed by the mighty faith of God that was present in him. And before he left, he told us that we would have that kind of faith, to lay hands on the sick and they would recover, to pray for the needs of people and they would be met. Oh, these special giftings, friend, are for us. And it's wonderful to know that there is more that we can learn. Every day I'm wanting more and more. A true disciple of Jesus Christ actively shares his or her faith with every person they come in contact with. Then they take this individual under his or her wings to help them mature in their faith. That's where we lack. We can come and tell a person about Jesus, have a prayer with them, they accept Jesus, but then we don't go further and say, can I meet with you on a weekly basis here for a while? Let's meet at Panera, or let's meet at a coffee shop, or can you come to my home, or I'll come to your house for a little while if that's okay with you, and we're going to study the Word together. That is such a wonderful alternative to just letting them go. Okay, you're born again now. You're just let them go. Oh, in the kingdom of God, God expects investment as well as results. We can't take this sacred trust he's given to us and bury it in the ground. Remember this, God isn't asking you to work for him. He is asking to work through you. I'm going to say that again. God isn't asking you to work for him. He is asking to work through you. Yield to the power of Holy Spirit and ask God for directions as to how you can be used by him. Then you will see results. Then you will see results. If you say, Lord, this is yours. I have no way of knowing how to complete this transition that I'm going through, or this transaction that I'm going through, or any business dealings that you're doing. Oh, Father God, this is yours. I lift it up to you. I give it to you. Thank you for giving me wisdom as to what decisions I need to make. As I read the two books written by Peter, I realize what a drastic and supernatural change Peter underwent. I'm so grateful for Peter. I really am. I'm grateful for all his goofs, all of his pride, all of his self-confidence, all the times he stuck his foot in his mouth. It just makes me feel good because I've done that. So in Luke 22, verse 31, Jesus says to Peter, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has demanded permission to sift you like wheat, but I have prayed for you, that your faith may not fail. And when once you have turned again, when you've gotten rid of all that nastiness, strengthen your brothers. The very next thing that Peter says to the Lord, Lord, with you, I'm ready to stand with you to the very end, even if it means to prison and to death. Well, do you remember what Jesus said the very next verse to this self-confident disciple? Before the rooster crows in the morning, you will deny me three times that you even know me. Mm. Wow. When Jesus was just about to be crucified, Peter's natural tendency was totally against God's plan for Jesus. As Jesus tells his disciples what was going to happen to him shortly, and we're getting to that point in our year here of going to celebrating Resurrection Sunday, Peter got up in Jesus' face. I can't imagine this, but you know, that's what pride and self-confidence does, and said, oh no, Lord, this is not going to happen to you. Jesus had to reprimand Peter on the spot by saying, get away from me, Satan. Wow. Peter fell into a trap of being too self-confident, always being right. Boy, have I learned. Too self-confident, and in that confidence, having a false security that he was right. When we give advice, we must know that it is truthful and it's the Lord's will. 1 Corinthians 10, verse 12 tells us, if you think you are standing strong, be careful not to fall. Beware if you think it could never happen, never, never, never happen to you. I've gotten rid of all the nevers. Oh, this could never. Oh, I'm never going to go. Oh, this will never happen. No, I'm getting rid of the nevers. This will never happen to you, lest your pride becomes your downfall. When Jesus instructed Peter to pray in the Garden of Gethsemane, Peter slept instead. He didn't realize the great event that was about to happen to his Lord and Master. See, Peter followed Jesus from a distance. Could he have followed him more closely, like John? There are some Christians who try to live in both worlds. They want to be believers, but they don't want to be too committed. They're thinking they're going to be living dangerously if they live too committed. They want to enjoy both worlds, but I must say here, you can't serve God in a spirit of mammon. When Jesus was being charged as a criminal and beaten, do you know where Peter was? He was trying to warm himself by the fire with the very people who were responsible for arresting Jesus. And here is Peter in 2 Peter 1. May grace and perfect peace cascade over you as you live in the rich knowledge of God and Jesus our Lord. Everything we could ever need for life and godliness has already been deposited in us by his divine power. Oh, this is Peter. This is Peter after Jesus has ascended. Look at the Peter before Jesus was crucified, and now look at the Peter that is bold in the power of Holy Spirit. Oh, friend, we need to go deeper. We really need to go into a deeper place with the Lord Jesus, into that wonderful depth of knowing that we know that we know that he is for us, he is not against us, he loves us. Here's Terry.
There's a place, a deeper place in you. Where my heart is satisfied and true. Holy Spirit, rain on me till your love has captured me. Take me to a deeper place in you.
Colossians 3. Since then you have been raised with Christ, set your hearts on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. For you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you will also appear with him in glory. So, Holy Spirit, rain on me till your love has captured me. Take me to a deeper place in till your love has finally
Take me to that deeper place in
God. Oh, what a wonderful place to be. And here in 2 Peter 1, I'm continuing in this beautiful chapter. As a result of this, he has given you magnificent promises that are beyond all price, so that through the power of these tremendous promises, you can experience partnership with the divine nature by which you have escaped the corrupt desires of the world. Oh, what revelation. See, Peter found that precious treasure of a deeper place, and Jesus then elevated him. Oh, the joys of those who do not follow the advice of the wicked. Oh, don't follow the advice of the wicked or stand around with the sinners. No, don't listen to their horrible gossip. Oh, and their lies, or join in with the mockers. Don't ever be found with people that are mocking Jesus, our precious Jesus who died for us. Oh, may you be filled to overflowing with joy and peace and righteousness today, and know the power of God that is working in you. Yes, he is at work in you, both to will and to work for his good pleasure. Oh, it's so good being with you today. I hopefully will join you tomorrow. And until then, take joy.
Thank you for listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Or you may leave your message at 1-866-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom ministry. Power partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or you may email us at barbaracarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy.